Inclusion and exclusion. Every time you enter a space, that space is made possible by the inclusion of some people and the exclusion of other people. Not all constructed spaces are bad. Not all forms of inclusion and exclusion are bad. But broadly speaking, institutions are not always honest or forthcoming about the kinds of exclusions that make this constructed space possible. Not all norms and regulations are written down. Is there a written law that says you can't bring your child into a classroom? But when's the last time you saw one? I worry about who we're rejecting to make our space safe, protected, and beautiful. Dr. Adam Hollowell, adjunct professor in the Sanford School of Public Policy. An example to consider, smoking cessation ads. One such smoking cessation ad at Duke reads, "Thank a quitter. Give gratitude to those who proudly display their quitter button. Because of them, we can all breathe a little easier." A variation of responses to this smoking cessation ad, the reception versus the intent. The intent. Usually, such campaigns try to encourage the smoker to stop smoking, and the smoker feels like they're getting charged again, like they're getting pointed at. So the campaign Thank a Quitter was meant to look at the other side of things. Let's focus on the hope and the strength of those who have managed to quit, so they can become valuable resources for anybody else who might be struggling to do so. Tom Sigethy, director of Do Well. Addiction is so stigmatized in our culture that you don't realize how many recovering drug addicts you know. I think the positive consequence of an ad like this is to pull that success out into the light. We need to celebrate that success of quitting. Nicole Schramm-Sapita, PhD. The reception. It emphasizes people who have already quit, but not smokers themselves. Psychologically, it could have an adverse effect. Smokers feel that society hates them because others can't breathe because of them. I'm 100% sure that all on-campus smokers are educated enough to know that smoking has negative physiological effects and intentionally smoke for their own reasons. These ads increase the negativity towards smoking among the non-smoking population. Tim Sokolsky, class of 2021. If I quit smoking, I will be doing it for myself, not for anybody else's comfort. I'm sure the idea behind these ads wasn't to place blame on anyone, but the wording is ambiguous. Who is this we that will be able to breathe easier? Am I included on it? Or am I causing the problem in the first place? Anonymous student.